is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
Well, there's a new church in town. Don't guess it's really new, a little over 100 years old. But of course, I'm talking about the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. How are we to engage with our Mormon friends and neighbors, and what's Mormonism really all about? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Before we do, most of you know that Justice Sandra Day O'Connor retired today, and that means there's going to be some interesting news coming down the pike, because with Justice O'Connor retiring, now President Bush will be appointing someone to serve in her place, and that means that we could have a really ugly fight on our hands, and who knows what all kinds of issues will be brought into the public arena for discussion. Abortion, same-sex marriage, parental rights, death penalty, euthanasia, church-state separation, all of these issues may well be being debated in the United States Senate as President Bush's candidate for confirmation for Supreme Court justice comes before them, whoever he or she may be. So that's something we want to watch and think about and pray about. You know, I was watching a commercial a couple of months ago that was brought to us by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was promoting a video that you can receive that tells you about Jesus and about Jesus appearing to Joseph Smith. And it says at the end of it, call this 800 number to receive this video or ask your Mormon neighbor, and he or she will give you a copy of it. And I remember turning to my wife at that time and saying, you know, that's remarkable that they can actually say that in a commercial. I wouldn't feel comfortable saying, or ask your evangelical Christian neighbor, because who knows how nominal that evangelical Christian neighbor may be. It may be someone out in the backyard drunk, barbecuing his ribs and drunk and cursing and yelling at his kids. And yet the Mormon church feels so confident in saying, if you'll ask your Mormon neighbor, he can guide you toward Mormonism. That's really a remarkable thing. And you and I are living in a day in which Mormonism is more and more accepted into the mainstream of American religious thought in American religious life. I mean, right now, one of the presumed candidates for the Republican nomination in the year 2008 is Mitt Romney, the governor of Massachusetts, who is a Mormon, who is a citizen of Belmont, Massachusetts, where there is a Mormon temple, who went to Brigham Young University, who was head of the Olympics in Salt Lake City, and is a practicing Mormon. Now, that means that we're going to have more and more conversations about the Latter-day Saints and what they're really about. At the same time, you have Mormonism more and more in the news simply because of how big it's getting. I mean, this is a religion that really just showed up in mid-19th century America and now is a global religion. There are Mormons all over the world. And the question I want to ask you today is, number one, why? Why is Mormonism so attractive when really there's a lot about Mormonism that's kind of kooky, if we'll just admit that? I mean, celestial marriages that go on forever, spirit babies, a God who is an exalted man, all of these things, nonetheless, Mormonism is being accepted more and more all over the world and by all kinds of people. And one of the interesting statistics is that you have a lot of Mormons who are former evangelical Christians. Now, at the same time that that is going on, you have evangelical Christians who are acting as though we need to embrace Mormons as confused Christians, but Christians nonetheless. Some of you will remember Richard Mao, the president of Fuller Seminary, who very recently stood in the temple in Salt Lake City and apologized to Mormons for the ways in which evangelicals have, as he says, borne false witness against them. Now, if this is the case, if Mormonism is just an aberrant form of Christianity, then we have a lot to apologize for, not just to the Mormons, but to Arius and many of the heretics of the early church. You also have an evangelical publishing company, Erdman's Book Publishing Company, putting out a book on Mormon doctrines of Christ by a Mormon professor at Brigham Young University. And the book is arguing, you know, there's really not that much, that divides us between evangelical Christians and Mormons. We're all Christians. We all believe in Jesus. We're all saved by grace. And the things we disagree on are minor matters like the Trinity, like the eternality of God, like whether or not everything that is created was created out of nothing, like whether or not Jesus is fully God in the way that the Father is God, and whether or not we can be exalted as gods. Now, those don't seem very minor to me. And Mormonism is coming to your neighborhood if it's not already there. And the thing about Mormonism that is going to be such a tricky issue for evangelical Christians is that Mormons are not mean people. And Mormons are not scary people. I've never met a Mormon I didn't like. I can honestly say that. My wife and I had some Mormon missionaries over to the house a couple of months ago who sat in our living room and tried to share with us their understanding of Joseph Smith's receiving of these golden tablets and asked me to feel that burning in the bosom that you should feel as they're talking about these things. And although I believe that their gospel is dangerous, another gospel, it leads to death, it leads to hell, I really liked these two guys. And I saw them as very passionate, committed, moral, upright young men. Now, if you have this kind of person coming into the neighborhoods around the country of people who aren't equipped to understand Mormonism, people who are nominal members of your churches, are they going to fall for it? And the question I have for you is, how should we respond to this? Why are people attracted to Mormonism? And what can we do to educate persons to understand Mormonism, and more than that, what can we do to actually win Mormons to faith in Jesus Christ? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Maybe you think Mormonism is Christian, and this is something that we just ought to settle as brothers in Christ. I disagree with you completely, but I'd like to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-893-TALK. Maybe you're a Mormon who would say to me, Dr. Moore, you're crazy. We're Christians just like you are. I'd like to talk to you in dialogue with you, 877-893-TALK. Maybe you're someone who has Mormons in your life that you're seeking to evangelize, that you're seeking to witness to, that you're seeking to understand just in terms of worldview. Give me a call, 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. And let's discuss Mormonism and how we're to respond to it in the year 2005. There are all kinds of questions here. I have to admit, I'm fascinated by Mormonism. There are a lot of false religions that bore me. Buddhism is boring. Hinduism is boring to me. I read about it, but I don't like to read about it. Mormonism is a different story. You read through these documents of Mormonism, and it is really a fascinating religion. I think it's all completely false. I think it's all completely made up. But there's a fascinating worldview here, and I think that's one of the reasons why Mormonism is so attractive. Mormons can sit down with you and give you a big picture story that explains the entire world. It explains the entire universe. And I think we have a lot of people in our churches who aren't hearing a big picture worldview from us. And then when they hear the Mormon missionaries who are saying, you know, I can explain everything that there is about reality on the basis of the Book of Mormon and the Doctrine and the Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price, I think that resonates with persons who haven't heard the fullness of the gospel in our churches. I think the same thing is true with the way that the Mormons present hope. I mean, you think about what the Mormons say. The life that you're to live in the next world is a life in which you are doing something. You're married, you're having babies, you're populating a world, you're populating a galaxy, you're ruling. You know, that kind of message resonates within people, I think, because it taps in and it's parasitic off of something that is true. That God created us to, as Jesus says in the book of Revelation, to rule with Him, to actually live and to eat and to serve and to have relationships with one another. And so often the way that we present heaven and the way that we present the life to come is dull and boring. It's just standing around looking into a light and singing. when in reality, that's not what Christians have always believed. And so we have people in our churches asking, well, are we going to know each other in heaven? And then they hear Mormons coming on or down the road saying, you know what, families are forever. I think that's attractive to a lot of people. How do we combat it? How do we witness to Mormons, and how do we equip our people to deal with Mormonism? And what is it that's so attractive about that? I want to talk to you. Give me a call at 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. Mormon missionaries are on the way. They're in the bicycle. They're headed down the road. Do you have anything to say to them? What should it be? Give us a call, 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and that's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And I've got to tell you, Mormonism is expanding all over the world. You have right now Mormonism growing at such a rate that it is passing up the mainline Protestant denominations, and it's right up there with Roman Catholics and Southern Baptists in terms of growth patterns. That means that if you're not around Mormons right now, you soon will be. And you also have Mormons who are out in every area of mainstream American life. Your attorney may be a Mormon. Your mayor may be a Mormon. Many entertainers are Mormons. And so the question is, how are we as Christians going to engage Mormonism and engage these people not as enemies, but as those for whom Christ died? I want you to give me your ideas and your suggestions. 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And I'd love to talk to some of you who are Mormons or former Mormons to tell me, what is it about Mormonism that is so appealing or was so appealing to you? And you former Mormons, what is it that brought you out of that into the historic gospel of Jesus Christ? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have on the line someone from Mormon country, Bill, who is listening in Tucson, Arizona. Bill, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your question or comment today?
Well, I only knew one Mormon so far in my life. I'm 47 years old. It was 20 years ago. It was a girl that got converted somehow, and before she was a Mormon, she got around pretty good. But boy, after that, she wouldn't even drink a can of Coke or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is the Mormons and the Witnesses and all these people. You know what? I hate to say it, and it's a shame, but I spent my life trying to resist things like lying and stealing and cheating and just being faithful to my wife, which I have been, just the regular things, but I never got very far to try to learn how to fight off these kind of things that are happening, and they're so subtle. I mean, you know, they seem like the truth, kind of, in a way.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. I think that if you're not equipped to recognize Mormonism for what it is really difficult to combat, especially when Mormons emphasize now more and more Jesus Christ. You notice even the font in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is now bigger than Jesus Christ is. They want you to know, we believe in Jesus, and they're willing to say to you, oh, we believe in Jesus just like you do. And if you're not familiar with really what Mormonism is, what are you going to do? How are you going to confront it? How are you going to combat it? We have on the line Denise, who is listening on WTBN in Clearwater, Florida. Denise, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
The Mormons package themselves as a family-oriented, warm and fuzzy. And yes, I love the Mormons. They're very friendly.
Yes.
And very sweet people. And it's hard to walk away from them. And they win people with that sweetness and that kindness. There's excellent videos available in the Christian bookstores for rentals, one's called The God Makers.
Yeah.
There are several others, and I highly recommend people watch them. I have problems with their views on black people, and I'm going to let you take that into further discussion. And also, what faith is Bill Gates? I have a feeling that he might be one.
I don't know. I don't know what Bill Gates is, but I don't think he's Mormon. I don't know. I'll have to check that out. Denise, I think you're right about the fact that the family imagery really resonates with people. I think the opposition to abortion, the opposition to sex outside of marriage, just the way that Mormons cultivate a healthy family image, and they present this as a strength of Mormonism. And not only that, but Mormons come in and say, we believe in families, and we believe that families are forever. And so that, I think, really resonates with people. They're able to say, wouldn't you like to be a family forever? Then come into Mormonism, and you can be. But what they don't really emphasize is the fact that, yeah, you're a family forever because Dad is a God eventually. So you're exactly right, Denise. And also the fact that many Mormons are very sweet and honest people. And so as you asked, how can you walk away from them? Well, I think you don't walk away from them. I think you spend as much time with Mormons as you possibly can, demonstrating to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have Alvin on the line, listening on WTBN in Tampa, Florida. Alvin, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great.
I would like to make a comment first off with regard to Christology. One of the issues with most cults is, though they may have a very warm and engaging methodology for reaching people, the issue is not that. The issue is, who do they say that Jesus is?
That's right.
That's the first and foremost issue. And I think when we really get to the bottom of where Mormonism is, it has reduced Christ and not portrayed the biblical theanthropic nature of who Christ is. That's the first issue. The second issue is the fact that we as Christians have not done what God called us to do in the Great Commission, which is to witness with the true biblical gospel. And one of the difficulties is actually understanding and realizing what that biblical gospel is. The substitutionary atonement of Christ on behalf of his people can only be done by God in the flesh. We call that not a hypothetical necessity, but a consequent absolute necessity as a result of the sin of humanity. So indeed, a Savior has to be able to atone for the sins of the elect of God, and that only can be God in the flesh. And anyone other than Jesus does not actually answer that need and fit that requirement.
Well, Alvin, you make a great point that part of the problem is that we just don't understand enough about the gospel often, people in our churches, in order to recognize what's not really there. Another point that Denise made that I didn't address a little bit earlier is the Mormon view of black people, and I think that really is an Achilles heel, not because of the way that Mormons treat black people now. I mean, Mormons now accept African Americans into the church and into the priesthood, but what's really interesting to me is the fact that for a century, African Americans were denied from the priesthood because God declared that they were cursed, and then all of a sudden, in the late 1970s, God changes his mind. In the same way that God declared in the 19th century that polygamy was the order that God had established, and then all of a sudden, when the United States Congress was giving trouble to Utah about coming into the Union, God changed his mind again and said, no, I want you monogamous. I think that ought to give us an indication that maybe somebody is making this thing up as they go along. I don't know. What about you? Give us a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. How do we engage Mormonism with the gospel of Jesus Christ? What do you say to your Mormon neighbors? Why is it that they're so attracted to Mormonism, and what is it that we can present them about the gospel that can show them the light and the truth? Give us a call, 877-893-8255, and let me know. And maybe we have a Mormon listener out there who wants to talk to me about Mormonism, and I am all ears. I'm ready to hear what it is about Mormonism that you find so attractive. Might help us to learn some more about you and to love you more in terms of our response to you with what we believe is the most important thing you can know, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and that's Marie Osmond, one of America's most beloved Mormons and most famous Mormons. And today we're talking about Mormonism. How are we as evangelical Christians to engage Mormonism and really get a handle on why this thing is so popular? Why is Mormonism growing all over the world? And how are we going to raise our children in a world in which Mormonism is seen as really just another denomination of Christianity? We have on the line Howard, who is calling from Denver, Colorado, who is a former Mormon. Howard, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
Thank you.
You are a former Mormon. What caused you to leave Mormonism?
Well, I didn't start off Mormon. I joined the church willingly.
Mm-hmm.
And because they took the time when I had questions to help me find answers, where I'm not going to name any other denominations, but I'd ask other people from other denominations, and I get the answer, well, that's just the way it is. To me, that's not an answer.
Mm.
Where the LDS Church did take the time to help me try to find an answer, and if they couldn't, they just told me to kneel and pray about it. I accept that as an answer a whole lot quicker than that's just the way it is.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they showed where they were. I mean, they are very caring, very good people. I've got nothing wrong with the people at all.
Right.
But then the reason why I left, I started hearing these little things that I just did not agree with and was not the way taught in the faith that I grew up in.
What kind of things?
And all. Well, things like one, that Christ and one of the Marys were husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just little things like that. And I'm going, no way. And then I could never grasp the concept, truly grasp the concept of three different heavens. Another one, my mother is a Holocaust survivor, and they're praying for the dead and all this, and
yeah.
If, you know, it's possible to get them into heaven.
Right.
If the people on this side of the veil does the work for them and all this, telling
yeah.
me that even Hitler has a chance for heaven, that's when I walked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, Howard, you're exactly right that when Mormons answer questions, they're really effective in terms of evangelism and bring in their definition of evangelism in terms of bringing people in, because so often our churches and our ministries don't take the time to explain the meaning of life in terms of how the Bible reveals itself to tell you the mystery of Christ and what everything means. Instead, so often what we do in our evangelical churches is say, believe in Jesus, period. Come to Christ, period. Without showing an unbeliever the way that all of this fits together in God's plan for the universe in the exaltation of Jesus Christ. And I think as long as we as evangelicals are not willing to answer these kinds of questions and to equip ourselves and to equip the coming generations to answer these questions, we're going to be losing people like Howard to the Mormon way. And that's a real problem. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Garvin on the line. Garvin, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
Thank you. I'd like to share a couple of things. First, I know quite a bit about Mormonism, and they take up where Christianity leaves laying in the dirt. They care about their people, as your prior caller said. They make sure their people have jobs. They take broken people, people that are lost, and they give them something to follow,
mm-hmm.
and they also take care of their people. I think the greatest problem is not the Mormon church. It's our church. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. It's the Christian brothers and sisters out there that think that going to church on Sunday morning and Sunday school and maybe Wednesday night dinners is providing Christianity. But, you know, we're not out there knocking on the doors as the Mormon. They're required to evangelize.
Isn't that a good point, Garvin? Because my research assistant and I were just talking before this show about the way in which Mormons actually require all of their men to take 2 years for missionary service. And so you've got this expectation all of the life of a Mormon boy growing up that he's going to be doing missionary work and that he's got to save for it. The parents are saving for it. And every Mormon is a missionary or a former missionary for that false gospel. Why is it that we with the true gospel don't have that same kind of fervency, not only in terms of evangelism, of something that's actually the truth, but also, as, exactly as you said, Garvin, in terms of taking care of our own people, exactly as the book of Acts commands us to do? What do you think? Why is Mormonism so attractive, and what can we do to engage it? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. You know, Satan often uses ideas that are parasitic on the truth. I think that's what Mormonism is. So how do we answer it? Give me a call, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And with the strains of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in the background, we're talking today about Mormonism. How do we engage it? How do we combat it? How do we love Mormons by telling them the truth, not just about Joseph Smith, but about Jesus Christ? We can't just simply say Joseph Smith was delusional, although I think that is clearly the truth, and self-contradictory, and a false teacher and a false prophet. But also, how do we present to them winsomely a gospel of Jesus Christ that can answer all of the questions that they think are being answered in Mormonism? Let me know. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. How are you ministering to Mormons? I mean, how are you loving the Mormons that you have in your life with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and how's that being received? Let me know, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have on the line Jose, who is listening on WTBN in St. Petersburg, Florida. Jose, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's your question or comment today?
Well, I just wanted to comment on my experience was in the Worldwide Church of God and how similar it is to the Mormon Church.
Mm.
Worldwide Church of God was a huge church until the founder passed away in the late 80s. But they had the same views on God becoming God after you passed, if you, quote, stayed with the church and, you know, kept the ways of the church. And, you know, I just finally got out of that church in the early 90s and started searching for, you know, something more substantial and something more truthful, you know, as far as my belief in God. And fortunately, I listened to one particular pastor, and he taught me about how we are saved through putting our trust in Christ as our only hope for going to heaven. But my experience with Worldwide Church of God is so similar to, I feel, with the Mormons, what happens with, like, say, young people going into the Mormon church, because I'm sure there's a lot of young people, early 20s level individuals going in, because by its appearance, the Mormon church looks established, secure environment, you know, family, you know, they promote the family and everything else, but when you look at the inner workings of these aberrant organizations, Mormons in particular, we're talking about today, I found out that, you know, they're so far from what the Bible says, it's ridiculous. You know, the teachings do not uphold the total supremacy of Jesus Christ. He is totally supreme over all things, you know. And they dodge that, because if they don't, the supremacy and the level of authority that they hold over their members gets greatly diminished, and they don't want that.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Jose, about the deceptiveness of Mormonism. when I had the Mormon missionaries in my home, I had just finished reading a fascinating book by a man named Coke Newell, who served as a media communications director for the LDS Church. And he wrote a book called Latter Days, in which he's explaining to non-Mormons what Mormonism is about. And I appreciated his honesty because he laid it all out there. We believe that there are many gods. We believe that Elohim is the God with whom we have to do. We believe that we one day will be gods. And we believe that the fall of Adam and Eve was actually a good thing because this enabled them to be exalted and to bear spirit children. And as I'm reading this, I understood the appeal of Mormonism to this man is precisely the appeal of the forbidden fruit. It's exactly what the serpent said to Eve, if you eat of it, you shall be as gods, knowing good from evil. That's precisely what Mormonism is packaging and putting into a Christian face and presenting to persons out there and saying, you know what, you really can be gods, and if you will follow this way to self-exaltation, you can be exalted in this way. And when I had the Mormon missionaries in my living room, and I kept asking them questions like, well, is there a mother in heaven? Which, of course, Mormons do believe, because they believe that the father in heaven and the mother in heaven produced the spirit offspring, whom we all are, according to their theology. And I would ask them all these questions about the fall and about was God ever a man? And the answers that would always come back were, well, we don't know. That's not really the heart of the issue. What's at the heart of the issue is, was Joseph Smith a prophet, and this is a way that's pleasing to God? And I said, yeah, but answer these questions. And they would say to me, yeah, but you're wanting to go into meat. You're not wanting to start with the milk. Let's start with the milk. Well, that's deceptive. I wanted to know, what does Mormonism really offer? What does Mormonism really teach? And they didn't really want to talk about what you might call the weirder aspects of Mormon theology. What do you think? How do you engage this thing? How do we get our hands around Mormonism in order to present the gospel? Give me a call, 877-893-877-893-TALK, and I will take your call. We have Jeff on the line. Jeff, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hello.
Hello. What's your question or comment today?
My comment today is about Mormonism.
Yes.
First, I'd like to say I've had many very dear friends that are Mormons, and just right up front, I think everybody agrees that the people that are involved in Mormonism, it's not a problem with them. They're lovable, productive, family oriented.
Yes.
People just don't have problems with the people that are involved in Mormonism.
You don't ever hear of Mormons being hauled in for drunk and disorderly.
No, they're delightful people, and you have to love them as they are. They're delightful. But what I always do is check things by Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul tells us that even if he or an angel was to come back and tell you anything other than the gospel that he gave you, you're to treat it like an anathema.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And that is precisely what's happened with Mormonism. Supposedly, an angel from heaven has presented these golden tablets that tell you something that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what do we do to take people who are enslaved to this? They've heard it all of their lives, perhaps, and they're holding on to the hope that Mormonism will lead to exaltation as gods. How do we confront that? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, and we'll talk about it. Mormonism and the Church, where from here? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and that's Donny Osmond, a very little, sweet, and innocent Donny Osmond. And, you know, as we're confronting Mormonism, these are often very sweet and seemingly innocent people, and they're very easy to love. But one of the things that we need to understand is that loving Mormons means that we have to tell them the truth. And the truth is that Mormonism just isn't it. We have Terry on the line from Charleston, West Virginia. Terry, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Russell.
What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I don't have a question, but I moved to Nevada 10 years ago from the Bible Belt in East Texas, and what a shock. Really the home of Mormonism in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're very kind people. They're very, very family-oriented. And I had a daughter that was a teenager, and she said they were the nicest kids in school, and they were. But, you know, we didn't allow her to date Mormons. And of course, we had the elders show up at our door, and we shared the truth with them. And eventually we became persecuted as evangelical Christians living in that community.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think your earlier caller made a great point about how we should train up our children in the truth of Scripture. And I witnessed on many, many public school campuses in the Salt Lake area, they have a LDS church building. Children go to chapel every single day.
Yeah. Well, you know, Terry, when you think about this entire question of Mormonism, I have heard from evangelical youth ministers who live in Mormon communities who say, you know, the Mormons are the kids in the school with whom our children have something in common, the really committed Christians, because they're the only other children who aren't engaging in premarital sex or in drunkenness or in any number of things. And so how do you convince children and teenagers, these people who are so moral, are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, it's because the gospel of Jesus Christ is not about moralism. The gospel of Jesus Christ is about throwing yourself upon a Savior who was crucified and resurrected from the dead and who is preeminent over all things. You know, Joseph Smith, Bible tells us, if you have a prophet who tells you anything that is different from the Scripture, he's a false prophet. Enjoy being with you today. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.